The women, more than the men even, the ones who looked like I looked, who called my name in a voice I could not identify from my own on recordings. The women who wore my cheekbones, who, when they wanted to shake their younger, stupider selves, saw my smaller body, always X years behind, X sizes smaller, X less. When solved for, I was the variable named accident. The second sister, the child ticking through the countdown of an explosive device, echoing down the oceanic tiles of the school hall. I was the engine of the chainsaw stalling, the ghost who splintered the cupboards, who buried the silver eel of the knife into the floor. I covered the rooms in a seamless cloud of flour, opened the front door to the night as we slept. There was no word in the languages I knew for the species of help I needed. So I dug a hole and buried the house, keys in the garden, fed necklaces into the hollows of trees. I was the one who knocked from inside the ceiling, who chewed the garlands of red and blue plastic behind the walls down to each wire spine. I was the silent fire detector, the dead batteries chirping like a toy bird, the one who is never named. When summoned, I shattered the lamps, cracked the glass covering the faces inside the picture frames. To repeat is to make strange, make what happened smaller, farther away. It was the women who laughed, who asked what else I thought would happen. The women who told me they knew what I would do, that I had to come back. The women inside the fascia and bone I lived in, who doubled, then multiplied, copied my features over and over the landscape until even a thick blanket of snow was the milk blue pale of the skin that shielded us all in false innocence, how the red rose over years. An infant will be drawn to the adult with large eyes, the proportions of another newborn. I remember the faded blue frantic, darting like a bird wrapped in the soft brine of ocean air, caught in the red netting of my grandmother's eyes. That morning on the staircase when I was, I think, 5, she clutched a tumbler of orange juice, cried that he needed sugar. It is strange what children will remember and not remember. Did I look then from behind my mother's thigh? Did she need to see him bluing his thick stillness in the rental house bed too? What is the difference between the remembered and the imagined, between wanting and action? I remember how long it took to name, to own, the thick bulb of joy pressing against my breastbone, the tender, thirsting rootlets, the invisible tendrils that fractured and strangled, suckled the bright blood out of the women I come from, and then broke into bloom.